Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Chavov, v'zeh b'chinas shmiras ha-shoimrim. Now he's going to go back to the topic of the shoimrim, the watchmen, the socher, the shemer socher, etc. Kishom tzrichim shmira gashmias gamkein, because there we need physical watching also. Ki b'chinas sheshes yemei achoil sheshom tzrichim esek alamates melachos levarav yadom kanal, because when you're involved in the 6 days of the week, where there's a work requirement of the 39 acts of work to make biruim, to make refinements, there you need physical watching also, guarding. Lishmor mimaziki almo sheyoin kimipigame tzadas, to protect yourself from those destructive forces in the world that draw their power from the fact that Adam Rishon ate from the Yetzadas. Ki b'mokoim shetzrichem lasos eize esek umalocho, shom tzrichem shmira gam begashmius. Because those people who have to work also require shmira. They are within that lower level where the klipos, the mazikim, are functioning and can plug into them. Therefore, they require this shmira begashmius also. Aval afilu kishishoimrim begashmius, ikar koyach hashmira nimshach al yidei atzadik shubachinas Shabbos, shemishom hakisuf negdusha, shemishom ikra shmira kanal. But even by those people who are working during the 6 days, and there's watching, this physical watching being done, the true protection is coming from the tzaddik, the brisi law, the tzaddik who is constantly producing good ritzoinos, which result in good nefoshos and everything, which we said earlier, that's the shmira, that's the real shmira. The yesh shnei minei shmirois. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says there's two aspects, two types of watching. Shmira migneva vaveda. There's protecting things from being stolen or lost. Ushmira meoinsin. And then there's protecting a thing from an oinus. If a person borrows a cow from someone, let's say, and the cow goes ahead and drops dead while you're lending it, can you watch it? Can you protect it from dying? The answer is there are certain things within your limitations. You can protect it from walking off a cliff. But that's what oinsin means, where the cow goes ahead and drops dead by itself. That kind of thing. Or, you know, armed robbers come and take it away from you. That kind of thing. V'heim nimshochim mebechinas shmiras brisi lo, shmiras bris tato. Rav Nosson Zal says now that these two categories of watching correspond to the two categories of tikkun habris that we spoke about. And he's going to explain this. He's going to show it. The upper bris and the lower bris. Ki geneva vavedo hualidei pegam adas. Because when something is stolen from you, or when you lose something, that's that reflects a lack of consciousness, that you weren't looking at it, you weren't paying attention, and somebody came along and snuck the thing out of your house, or you lost it. Ki aganav bo b'sheino beis histalkus hadas, because a burglar usually comes at night when a person's sleeping, when his brain is shut off. V'chein aveda bo al yidei hesach hadas. And so too, when a person loses something, they lose it as a result of lack of paying attention, lack of consciousness. Va'alkein tikunom al yidei b'chinas shmiras bris tato. How does one protect himself from those kinds of losses? By learning Torah, learning Shisha Sidra Mishnah, learning Shas, and fulfilling that level of tikun habris, shehu b'chinas lamdan b'Torah, where he becomes a lamdan in Torah, shehu hadas, which means he develops his brain. Shaydezeh mashlim hadas, that's how a Jew achieves shleimus hadas, v'nitzel v'nishma migneva v'aveda, which serves as a protection from burglary and loss. Those things happen when a person's brain is off or weak. If a person learns Gemara and Shas and Shulchan Aruch, it develops his brain where his brain isn't weak, where he will pay attention to the thing, and burglars won't be able to get to him, because through his learning, he's developed a consciousness and a conscientiousness. He knows to lock the door when he goes out of the car, and he knows to close the windows, and he knows he has the das that participates in shmira, protection. So the bris tator is what protects from gneva vaveda, which is one aspect of losses. V'gam zeh tzrichem lekabel mikoyach hatzadik. And even this, so you would say, fine, so for that you don't need the tzaddik at all. That's simply a matter of sitting home and learning by yourself? No, Rav Nosson Zal says, this also you need the tzaddik for, ki lamdan b'loy tzaddik enoy klum kanal, because there's no such thing as a person being successful in learning Gemara Shulchan Aruch, really successful, or really becoming a true lamdan, without being plugged into Tikkun HaBris, without being plugged into the tzaddik. But the das is coming from the learning. This aspect is coming from that side. But we're not looking at it as two totally independent, you know, unconnected items, chas v'shalom. Avol lishmor me'oinsin, whereas that other category of shmira, to put a protection onto your belongings, or onto belongings that you're required to guard for somebody, to protect it from oinsin, things which are totally beyond human control, the only way a Jew can have that kind of protection is if he's zoicha to be pure in brisi lo, shehu b'chinas shmiras habris b'shleimus, which means super purity in tikkun habris. Ki hu machnia u'mevatel sitra demois. Because when a Jew has real tikkun habris, it means that he's been able to subdue and destroy his Yetzer Hara completely. And the Yetzer Hara is synonymous with angel of death, Malach HaMoves. Bechinas umeis oinishbar. When the Gemara talks about oinsin, it gives an example of the animal dying. You're guarding an animal and the animal drops dead. Or you're guarding a glass, let's say, and it just cracks by itself. You know, you didn't do anything to crack it. It falls, you know, something happens, and a wind comes, a powerful wind, an abnormal wind, and blows this crystal vase off the shelf and shatters it into 1,000 pieces. Oinus, I didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault at all. I had it on a shelf where any normal wind wouldn't have been able to hurt it at all. Was I the Hashem? How do you protect yourself from that? For that you need Shmiras Brisi Lo. V'gam hu yochel amoid k'neged kol ha-gazlonim v'horoitzchim ha-boem bezgal yelikach b'chazokom. And a person who has that level of Shmiras Habris, he doesn't... The type of robbers, armed robbers that show up in the middle of the day, or murderers that come openly, not by night when you're sleeping, but come by day to attack you, they can't harm him. Ki hu gibor hakodesh es yitzroi. Because the Gemara says that a person who has, what's Tikkun HaBris called? Gvura. That's the real Superman who conquers his own Yetzer Hara regarding Tikkun HaBris. Shehu hoireg umachnia begvurosoi. His strength and his tikkun habris gives him the ability, he becomes Superman, where he's invincible in a sense. No, nothing, armed robbers, winds, nothing can harm him. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Al shachal vofesen tidroich, you will stomp on the lions and the serpents, ukamashikosu b'David, as we find by David HaMelech, where he said, I killed a lion and a bear, so he wasn't afraid of Goliath. We see those are examples of animals that inflict oinsin. A lion, person's watching somebody else's sheep, and suddenly a lion comes charging at him. You know, what was I supposed to do? Could I have watched it? The answer is, if he's zocher a tikkun habris b'shleimus, the lion can't attack him. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zehu b'chinas hachiluk edinim shebein adalet shomrim." With this, we could understand the different halachas that pertain to the four types of watchmen. Shekol mi sheyesh loy hano yoser meachefetz hu chayev yoser ba'achrayes hashmira. Depending on the amount of pleasure and benefit that the shomer is getting from this item that he's watching, for example, the case of the shoyel. Someone borrows someone's car, which means he's allowed to use the car fully, you know, he has full use of it, versus the shomer chinam, ki shomer chinam poter bakoil, v'shoyel chayev bakoil, afilu boinsim. The shomer chinam is the one who's exempt from just about all responsibility. The shoyel is chayev in all cases, afilu boinsim. Even if the car dies, you know, while he's using it, just dies, he's responsible. Even if he's using it, you know, normal use to a degree, although there are certain laws, but he's chayiv even boinsin. the shemesh socher of hasocher chayov megane bavavedo upturim biyinsim. Whereas the two others, the one that rents something or the one that's being paid to watch something, they're an in-between category where they're chayev for gneva vaveda and poter in oinsim. Ki kol echod, now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki kol echod kifi hahano sheyesh lo meza dovor, because each and every person, to the extent that they're drawing benefit or pleasure from an object, kein hu mechuyev levarer hahano, to that extent, he's responsible to make a tikkun for that pleasure and benefit, to see to it that it's koshered. Meaning, shehu bechinas kisufin, and that he accomplishes that by having good desires. Ki l'chol dovor hano ha'odam koisef v'choshek. Because any object that's able to give pleasure, people desire it, and people yearn for it. Aval tzorech levarer ha'kisufin v'choshek shel kol hanoi shebechol dovor, levaroi mikisufin vavolim dahayama shvela levarom olahaloisam lesharosham lekisufin nikdusha. However, each Jew has responsibility. This car is something that could be used for pleasure, fun riding, drag racing, going to the pool, going to the beach, or the car can be used to take me to shul, or take me to a shir, or take me there. And a person has to make a birur to be mevarer each of these pleasure-producing items, or benefit-producing items, to be mevarer them from the kisufim and havolim of this lowly world, gashmius desires and pleasures, to a level of desire of kedusha. Dahainu, meaning, shelo yachshoik v'yichsoiv shum dovor hano kiim b'shvil Hashem yizborach. A person should not desire any pleasure-producing item other than to use it for Hashem, to give Hashem pleasure, not to give me pleasure. To give me pleasure isn't a goal, isn't a tachlis. What's going to come out of that? In other words, if I'll have physical pleasure from this item, it's if the item will give Hashem pleasure, then it's something that it's worth desiring. It's worth going after. Umi shezoicha lozeh bishleimos. And a Jew who is zoicha to do this to perfection, where his whole life he's not out for any personal pleasure or personal desires whatsoever. The only thing that interests him is pleasing Hashem, who bevadai nishmar mikol dovora. That person certainly has a protection, a total protection, where all of his possessions are fully, fully protected by Hashem. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, al shachal vofesen tidroich, you will stomp on, step on the lions and the serpents, kivi choshak, because you crave me, you crave Hashem. A person whose total desire is allocated to Hashem, that person doesn't have to be afraid of anything, including lions and snakes, including mamish oinsen, that kind of thing. V'al kein, therefore, hashoyel, shekol hano sheloi. If someone borrows something from someone else, which means he's being given permission to use the item fully, to benefit from the item fully, chayev bakoil. Therefore, he has the full liability. Afilu ba'oinsin, even from things that happen accidental, totally beyond his control. Ki me'oinsin yef shalishmor alidei shum shmira v'hishtadlus. When it comes to oinsin, there's nothing you could possibly do to protect the item from oinsin. You know, if suddenly a person's watching somebody else's cow, and a helicopter of terrorists lands in his backyard with submachine guns, and they machine gun everything that's moving in the backyard, you're going to say, I wasn't watching it carefully enough, I didn't have a high enough fence, you know, for the thing.
What about the fact that it was his mazel that happened at that time?
We're saying here that it's not an issue of mazel. And as here, Rav Nosson Zal is addressing that part of what gives a person shmira, or the whole of what gives a person shmira, is to the extent that a person is zoicha, that his rotzayn is rotzayn Hashem only, to that extent, he has total shmira. It's literally relative to the same measure that a person is zoicha to have cheshek only for Hashem. To that extent, al shachal vofes en tidroich, no mazikin can have any shlit over him whatsoever, even oinsin.
So then, of course, you can. If you lend something to someone, and the damage occurs through an onus to that person I lent it to. So I could say, well, if he really had cheshit for
Hashem,
Baruch Hu, that onus would not have happened, so Vana owes me the money.
Exactly. Which is exactly what we're saying. That's exactly what Rav Nosson Zalman just said.
Oh, well,
that the shoyel, the shoyel, where total hano sheloi, where he has full usage of the item, then he's the one who has the responsibility to bend that usage to Hashem, to see to it. When I borrow your car, the first thing I do before I get into the car and speed off is say, Hashem, this person just gave me his car. Please let me be zeicher that if I'm borrowing it for me, what kind of, what for? What right do I have to take it out of his possession? Who knows, maybe you, Hashem, will get more nachas if it's in his possession, it's in mine. But if I have the chance to do a certain mitzvah, to drive somebody to a place of mitzvah, and I'm borrowing the car for that purpose, then I'm hoping the fact that my cheshik for this car is only for Hashem, kivichoshak, that gives me emunah, that gives me confidence that I'll shachal v'fes and tidruch, that even lions and them won't be able to damage it while it's in my responsibility.
But the show is high minimum, so
exactly. That's what the Gemara says, and Rav Nosson Zalman keeps reiterating it.
Shomer
Chinam is Potter because the Hanoa isn't his. He has no right to use the item. Who has the rights to have pleasure from the item? The owner? Then the owner should have made sure to bend his Cheshek Tashem. If damage befalls this item, it ain't because of the Shomer Chinam. It's because Shemachinim did an act of charity of watching the item for free.
Whoever's getting the knot, when the accident happens, it's a reflection on them.
Exactly. He's the one who should have seen to it that any hanor he was getting should have been totally dedicated to Hashem. Ki mi yuchal lishmor mi miso shvira. Because which person is able to protect the cow from dropping dead? Or protect a certain thing from breaking, you know, just from the wind or something like that? That's why the Pasuk says there are certain situations where if Hashem doesn't provide Shmira, what are you going to do? What's your Shmira going to help? Because when it comes to Oinsin, it's impossible for you to do anything. Again, you borrow somebody's car and you stopped at a red light and the turkey behind you is arguing with his wife in the car and driving 60 miles an hour behind you and slams into you from the back and smashes up the other guy's car. Is there anything you could possibly have done to prevent? It's an inus. For your position, it's an inus. Sheshoimer Amo Yisrael. It's only Hashem who is the Shoimer Amo Yisrael. The person could only hope to receive that kind of protection with the zchus of the tzaddik emes, who is the type of person, the quality person, who doesn't have any personal desire for use of anything in this world for himself. But rather, any usage or pleasure that he has from any item in this world, or any desire that he has for any item in this world, is only for the sake of Hashem. The tzaddik on that caliber, he can protect his own things, or his own students, from even from oinsin. Therefore, Hashoyel shekol hano sheloi, the one who borrows something where full pleasure is his, then he's the one who's responsible for insin. Ki hu mechuyov lahamshich hashmira mehatzadik oemes shemale kol hahanois v'kisuf l'hashem yisborach. He's the one who's obligated to plug into the tzadik emes and to draw from the tzadik emes, who is called tzoifer and shomer, as we said in an earlier paragraph, to draw the shmira via the tzadik emes to protect this item that he borrowed. Shemishom ikra shmira filo meyonsin. It's from the tzadikim and from Hashem that comes the shmira even for oinsin. Ki al hashoyel chayev achrayes hashmira hazois me'achar shekol hano sheloi. Because the responsibility is his, since the full usage of the item is his. Avol hashemer socher v'hasoicher, whereas that middle category, the one who's being paid for watching the item, or someone who rents something, that rents a car from someone else, where again, he's getting used to the car while he's renting it. They are only chayev for gneva vaveda, which are types of damage that come about through hesach hadas, but they're potur from oinsin. Why? Exactly. Ki heim ein kol hahano shelohem. Because by them, they do not have full use of the item. The one that's renting the item has limited. When you rent something from somebody, there's a contract as to what you can't lend it to someone else. The owner of the item has the right to lend it to 10 people. A renter of an item, you can drive it. If somebody else drives it, bang, you're a $5,000 fine, and all kinds of things. So he has limited hanuah, and it's only for 2 weeks. It's only for the period of time that you're renting it. And if you decide you don't like the paint on the car that you just rented, you want to paint it red, again, you have no right to do that. Your rights are limited to a degree. Your hanuah is limited to a degree. Ve'im ve'ein chal aleihem hashmira hanimsheches mi birur hahanuah esfaki sufin. So when it comes to shemer sechar and secher, they are not obligated for the type of shmira which comes from perfecting all desires and pleasures. Rakhiv hashmira shelohem hi bebechinas habirur shel bris tato. Shehu bechinas sheshes yemei amaser. Shehu bechinas habirur hanasa yidei kol ha'asokim v'amalochis. Shehu habirur hanasa yidei bechinas limud ha'toira. But rather, the responsibility that those two people have, the shemer sechar and slichar, is the lower level bris, what we referred to before as the lower level bris, which is the Iser v'heter, which is the 6 days of the week, which is the lamdan, which is the concept of the 39 acts of work. That's all that they're required to be misakin. We had spoken about that there's two levels of things to be misakin in this world. There's bris tato and bris ilo. The shemer sechar and secher, they, because they have limited benefit, they have limited responsibility. They're only limited, they're only responsible to affect the tikkun of bris tato related to that car, or related to whatever object it is. Which gives them the ability only to protect the item from gneva vaveda, which is the type of damage that comes from pegam hadas. So this person, the Sheol and Shemes Secher, their tikkun is lamdan. They have to work on the das tikkun. That they can do. But the bris ilo tikkun related to that car, they have no means of doing it since they don't have full use of the car. You understand? In order to be able to affect a tikkun on an object based on how much control you have. Here again, you have a teacher in school who wants to improve a child. Based on how much the teacher's hands are tied behind his back in what he's at liberty to do to the child or not to do in terms of punishment, all kinds of things, that's what determines how much of a change he can affect, how much of a tikkun he can affect on the child versus all kinds of external factors, the parents, the friends, the uncle, the mother-in-law, all the different people. Ki kol hamasu matan vo'asokim v'amalochois heimrak bebechinas birur hazeh. Because all types of business and work and all of those kind of things are all only related to this lower level tikkun, this tikkun of the bris tato. Sheshom moyel hishtadlus sa'odo mushmirosoi. There, hishtadlus does help. There, your own shmira will be sufficient to protect from those types of harm. The alkain, mi she'ein toirosoi umanusoi. This is why a person who is not learning full time, he's not mamish to dedicate himself fully to that, must do something else. Kigoy masu matan, for example, business, oy malocha, or work, kimoy shomrazal, al posuku beirachticha becholah shertase. As the Gemara says, on the posuk, I will bless you with whatever you will do, b'chol asher tase, implying that there is a responsibility for you to do. Ki al yidei ho'asiyo v'ho'esek mevarim habiror hanasa yidei hadas hanimshach mebchinas bris tato. Because these people, through the work that they do, they make the refinement that's accomplished through das, which comes from the bris tato, which is the b'chin of lamdin, b'chinas malach memtes v'kanal. Avol, Hahishtadlus levad bevadai einoi moyel klum. However, a person's own efforts alone certainly isn't going to be sufficient. Certainly won't help at all. Ukemay Sham Razal, as the Gemara says in the end of Kiddushin, the last pages of Kiddushin is a discussion among the rabbis about the fact that a father is required to teach his child a trade. Because if he doesn't teach him a trade, he's teaching him stealing. Because if he's going to need to put food on the table and he doesn't have a trade, he's going to go out and steal. So the Gemara says that one of the rabbis, Rabbi Meir, said, all full of baloney. You ever see any dogs going to trade school? You ever see them registered in a trade school? Or foxes or lions? How come they have what to eat? How come they eat and sleep and live? They never went to no trade school. So the Gemara says over there, She'ein ho'anias min ha'umnus v'loi ho'ashirus min umnus. This rabbi said that poverty and wealth didn't come from your work, didn't come from your paycheck. That's not what made you rich or poor. And as the pasuk says, kiloi mimoitzo umimarav. It's not from your traveling to this and this place or traveling to that and that place that you got your parnosa. Ki elokim shoyfet. Hashem is the one who makes the judgment. Ze yashpil v'ze yorim. This person he lowers, and this person he raises up. This person he gives more money to, this one less money to. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk which says, V'ho'isher v'hakovoid milfonecha, that wealth and honor comes from you, Hashem. Ki ikr shleimus kol abrochos v'chol hashpois, hu rak al yidei shleimus suemuna, shenimshach al yidei atzadik, shehu b'chinas brisi lo. Because the main shleimus suem of brochos, and Shefa from Hashem is only through Shleimus Emuna. Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in the Kutimran quotes the pasuk, Ish Emunois, Rav Brochois. A person who has a lot of faith has a lot of blessing. The level of Brocha is commensurate with the Shleimus Emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal says here, who's the one who's in a position to give you Shleimus Emuna? The Tzaddik, who is the Bechina of Bris Ilah. Because there's a pasuk, Ubrisi ne'emenes loy, that from the bris emanates forth emuna. Shebechinas bris tato, bechinas malach memtes nichlal boy the canal. Where when a person has that upper bris, the lower bris, the malach memtes, automatically is merged in, is automatically part of it. It's the kind of situation where it's double or nothing in a sense. In other words, I think so.
There's along here now that if you're not on the upper level of just being dubbed with Hashem, so then you have to be on the lower level.
Yes.
But now what if a person wants to jump to the higher level and he doesn't have the lower level?
I don't think it's possible.
So what were you saying before? You're saying he could have a higher level, not the lower?
I think I made a mistake. I would re-answer the question. No, I don't think it's possible for even the Tzaddik Emes to go direct, to bounce in one shot, to skip Bris Tato and go straight to Bris Ilo, that kind of thing.
But you see with Rabbeinu and all these Tzaddikim that they have from the very early age.
Sorry, sir. Avram Avinu, Yaakov, Royet Zayin, they were shepherds, and Yaakov Avinu had to make a tikkun of 7 years for working for a salary by Lavan, and many. Rabbeinu Zal had stores. Rabbeinu Zal had chanuyot, which produced money. It's mentioned in Sicha Saran at one place, and Kochavira talks about it. After Rabbeinu Zal passed away, Rav Nosson Zal writes that he had to go settle up certain yerushas of monies that were owed to Rabbeinu. You know, Rabbeinu Zal was involved to some degree in asakim.
Does that mean also that a person could say, it doesn't matter whether I'm, you know, like cleaning stairs, or I'm in medical school and I'm going to college prepared to become a doctor, either way Hashem can bless me. In other words,
Yes.
I'm learning Torah, and this idea of preparing yourself because you have the mental capability to be in the market of making more money is completely false. You can just
to a degree, meaning exactly this opinion of the Gemara said that it's not your that it's not the lomit motzamarav. On the other hand, I'll give you an example where again you need to learn a Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Zal, one of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim came to him and was asking advice whether he should be a Malamed, let's say, or do something else, or whether he should be in a small city or a big city. And Rabbeinu Zal said to him, go to the big city. Why? Because if you're going to be in this little hick town, if Hashem will want to give you a brach already, what's a brach in a hick town? In other words, I just saw a live performance of this last night. I went to a chasana with someone, and there was a person there who was like a mayor of Hadero or something like that, you know, one of these, and they saw this person, and somebody told him, you know what, give him something for tzedakah. You'll do yourself a favor. So the person grabbed a 20 shekel note, took it out, and put it in this person's hand, and said, here, this is for you. So when the person left, he said, look at this. A person, a mayor from Hadera, if he wants to give something already, what can, you know, if he wants to give a matana, he wants to give a donation at Stucker, what's his donation at 20 shekel? If this would have been an American wants to give, the least he would have pulled out would have been a $20, you know. Just making that point, Rabbeinu Zal said that as far as a person living in a little hick town versus living in a big city, in the little hick town, the, if Hashem wants to give you a yeshua, because Hashem usually has to be malbish everything in a teva. The way the world is running now is not, Kriyas Yamsef doesn't happen four times a day in any obvious way.
That would be problematic, because then you could say, go to America, which many people say, or go to Renan or go to Tel Aviv. And below the poverty line in Yerushalayim, anywhere else in Israel. And Israel is one of the poorest countries in the world.
So you see that there is truth to what Rabbeinu Zal said about living in the big city or the poor city on a certain level.
Right.
At the same time, to the degree that a person has emunah, shleimus, we said here, that the most important ingredient in all of this is shleimus emunah, that can outweigh to a degree, as that can be a determining factor that can help to a degree.
But what does emunah mean? Does emunah mean a person is willing to be sovel and rather than go break his head, you know, to go move into another town, or he's against it because he doesn't want to get back pain for his children, so he stays where he is, even though he's worried day by day and he's nervous and tense? Or does emunah just mean that the person really believes and really feels and he's not worried? He's not worried. He's not worried. He's seen Nisim and he knows they'll continue.
The impression I have is that it's a combination of both. That even people that have seen Nisim usually get put through certain periods of time where they're being tested. The Nisim don't come 30 times a day, 365 days a day consistently, you know, for 120 years. No such thing. Even they go through aliyas and yeridos, and even they go through pchodim, pachad, certain periods of time where they're petrified, is Hashem going to let me fall or not?
Right.
Even they live with a certain measure of fear.
There was a person who told me in business once, he said, I've been in business for 50 years, and every time I make a new deal, I get very, very scared.
The Gemara says, Ashri Yodom Mefachi Tomid, that on a certain level, a person should always have a certain fear. Shouldn't be too cocky, too sure of himself, to, you know.
So it doesn't, it's something he gradually works up to. But the fact of him somehow, I mean, enough, some way will work out, even if he's a little bit nervous, it's also a type of emunah.
As far as I know. The Alkain, Hashemer Socher, Shemechai Vesatzmoy Lishmor Bishar Shemekabel, therefore, the Shemer Socher, who assumes responsibility of watching the item based on payment that he's getting, Einoy mekabel olav kiim hashmira hanemsheches mebchinas habiror hanase al yidei hishtadlus ha'odom be'esa esek ha'malocha. He's like a worker. His shmira is like a guy going to work, which means he's only responsible to make the tikkun of a guy going out to work, which is the tikkun of bris tatoa. That's his responsibility. Shubachinas habiro shel sheishes yinei amase. He's in a position to make a tikkun for the 6 days of the week. Bechinas shisha sidrei mishnah. Shaydei zeh ein yecholin lishmor kiyem migneiv of aveda, which means it's only possible for him to protect this item from gneiv or aveda. Sheboim behes chadas v'kanal. Whereas the shoyel, who's getting full pleasure, he's the one who has the responsibility, you know, and the ability, by attaching himself to the tzadikim or other things, to protect the thing from oinsin and from gnei vaveved also. And if he doesn't, it's a reflection on him. It's a reflection that he didn't do his homework. Paragraph Chofches. Valkein ho'uman dinoi kishemer socher. And therefore you could understand why a person that's a craftsman, a person that's fixing, let's say, repairing your car or repairing anything of you, that yours that you give him that's broken, or a person that's making something for you, that's called uman, he has the same law as shomer socher, meaning that if, while the item is in his possession, if it's stolen or lost, he's responsible. But if an oinus happens, if lightning strikes it or something like that, he's not responsible, the owner is responsible. Because even though a craftsman is not being paid separately for the fact that he's watching the item, despite that, once he accepted upon himself to be a craftsman in a particular area and to make this item or to fix the item, Al Kain Chal Olav Habirur Hanal. hanasa ide bechinas lamden bechinas bris tato shemisham bechinas habiru shel kol ha'asokim v'malachos shemisham nimshach hashmira migne v'aveda. Once he accepted to work for pay, then he has to do that birur of bris tato that we spoke about earlier, which is the same birur that all working people accomplish. The tikkun of the lamates malachos, the bechin of eved, the sheisha simeachoil, all of those things we spoke about. V'yalkein, dinoi kishem resochor, shechai v'gnevav aveda v'kanao. V'chein ha-socher shesochar dovo l'malachtoi. And so too, if someone rents something which he needs for his work, even though you're paying for the work that this person is doing, is if the person is working with a cow or working with a certain object, he has the same requirements and responsibility of watching as a Shomer Socher does. Ki me'achar she'oise malocho im zeh hadavar, because if he's doing work using a particular machine or using a particular object, hu tzorech levaroi, he's the one that has to make the biro, the refinement, bebechinas habiro hanasai de kol ha'asokim ha'malochos, using the type of refinement that's made by all kinds of people who are involved in work, which is shehu habirur hanas alidei hadas hanimshach milimud haTorah. That's the refinement that's accomplished via the das of learning. Shaydeze nishmor migneva vaveda shebo meshach hadas kanal, which is what serves as a protection from having things stolen from you or lost by you, which we said is a result of lack of consciousness. Aval boinsin pturin kulon. Whereas, regarding oinus, lightning striking, or things like that, or the animal dying, while those kind of things, all of these, a soicher, a shemer socher, and an uman are potter in all of these cases, me'achar she'ein kol hahano shelohem, ein chalaleim chiyuv ha'achrayis, hanimshach mi'biru hanos v'kisufim, shehu ha'achrayis oinsen kanal. Because of the fact that these people don't have the full benefit of the object, it doesn't literally belong to them, therefore they don't have the responsibility of making the birur, that higher level birur, which is the birur of the Shabbos, which is the birur of making a tikkun of all aspects of pleasure or desire related to that item. Therefore those three are not chayav in it. It's only a person who borrows something from someone where he's responsible even for einsin, shekol hano sheloi, because all the pleasure is his. So he has to make a tikkun and a birur for all aspects of pleasure related to that item. And if any harm befalls it, we say it's his fault. Avol Hashem rechinam, poter bakoil. Whereas the one who's willing to watch somebody else's thing for free, he's poter from all types of damage or harm. Because of the fact that he's not conducting any business transaction, any give and take with the owner of the item, and he's not receiving any payment for his services, therefore, none of the responsibility of refining that item is on him in any way. He's simply required to watch over it. However, any responsibility that's related to making a refinement, a birur of that item, ein chal olav klal, does not apply to the shomer chinam whatsoever. Alkein poter bakoil afilu miachrayes gneiva vaveda. Therefore, he's exempt from all types of liability, even if the item is stolen or lost. Ki ikar chiyev achrayes hashmira al hashomrim. Because the main assumption of liability over an item is relative to your to the extent that you're required to make a birur on that item, which is relative to the fact that you're receiving payment for it, or you've committed yourself somehow. Whereas a person who's shomer chinam he does not have that obligation at all. He's not obligated to make any biur on the item that he's watching.